other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster Griffin Tarpley's on with us in this hour. Greg Palast joins us. And both have been having fun trying to connect down in Mexico in the third hour to report on these bizarre Mexican elections. What's really going on behind the scenes with that? The big news of the day, the huge news of the day, is that Japan is threatening to attack North Korea, and I think rightly so, attack their launch sites because they continue to fire missiles at their nation. And they fired them at the U.S. Fragments of a warhead have hit the U.S. in the past. North Korea is just completely and totally out of control. But so are the neocons, and it just shows, you know, we didn't attack North Korea, who's a real threat. We went after Iraq. So we'll be discussing that later on in this hour. We're also going to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Any issue, any news item, anything you wish to discuss, you're welcome to call in. I would really prefer, though, that you talk about the troops raping and killing and the cover-up of that, or the North Korea missile launch situation, or the Mexican elections, or the American Union. There's more articles out on this today in the mainstream news concerning the American Union. It's openly being discussed that, hey, nobody told the American people, but we're going into the American Union. But Congress won't debate it. I mean, there might be one mention a week in the mainstream news where different pundits or different reports come out and say, yeah, we are going into it, but there's not a national debate. I mean, there is on this broadcast. There is on the Genesis Network, but there isn't. There isn't in the rest of the country. Think about it. The end of the U.S., our highways being seized, made international zones for international global taxation. That's what it is. $3 a gallon, that's the conversion. $3 a gallon, $3.85, excuse me, is what the major toll roads will charge you off your transponder for the average gallon of gas. Understand, it's not a tax on the gallon of gas. I use that as an example. Per 24 miles traveled, you will pay, on average, $3.85. The average car is 24 miles to the gallon. This has been in our local news, by the way. The TxDOT doesn't deny this. The average car, 24 miles to the gallon, their tax on the transponder will be $3.85. You know, normally the globalists, when they start a new tax, they start it real small, like the income tax at 1%, and then 2% a decade later, and then 5%, and then 30%, and then 40%. No, not now. It's just, yeah, $3.85 per 24 miles traveled. So it's the equivalent of $3+ a gallon gas tax. So we really can't talk enough about the American Union. Bush bypassed Congress, bypassed the courts. He just said through Homeland Security, through 22 federal agencies, he's going to sign the interim agreement and start merging our military, our police, our roads, our regulations, our food, inspection, hundreds of things. Just out in the open. Out in the open. What's your take on it? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. The American Union is upon us. It's here. And I wonder how many bureaucrats, how many people go along with it. Well, most of them will, because it's still not being openly debated like it should be. You still get emails, we still get emails saying it doesn't exist, we're making it up. Remember the old days when we were the nuts, that there was an American Union, that we were going into an American Union, that we were losing our sovereignty? I've even heard some neocons on the radio spinning it, saying, well, we need this to stop terrorism. The American Union gets rid of the borders. We'll be right back with your calls and a ton of news. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live 10th of July, 2006, Monday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have open phones in this hour all over the map on the geopolitical movements that we're seeing. Webster Griffin Tarpley, author, joins us, government-sponsored terror researcher. We carry his book, which is amazing, now into its third edition, 9/11 and Synthetic Terror. Made in the USA. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. Webster Tarpley, so much is happening, but I want to get in. We've got Greg Pallas joining us the next hour if we're able to get him on. It's really bad phone lines, even testing it down there. He's in Mexico City right now. I want to get into that. Japan threatening to strike North Korea. North Korea psychopathically firing test missiles all over the place. Meanwhile, the neocons are focused on invading Iran. We've got Rumsfeld busily going back to 96 as the chairman of ABB, transferring the reactors to him. So much is going on. Try to bring some sense to this whole thing for us, Webster.
I think we're seeing the fruits of the neocon fascist madmen running foreign policy, and I think it was clear the neocons are leading the United States into a catastrophe. And it is absolutely imperative to drive these people from public life. The old solution, back in the days of Rome, they would all have to go into exile, and that would be the end of them. Let's start with North Korea. My information is that during the month of June, the United States violated North Korean airspace with warplanes on 230 separate occasions. So that's something like 7 to 8 violations per day.
Now, let's be clear, because I've heard you speak on this. We're not defending North Korea, totally evil, totally psychopathic. The point is, it's true. Huge military drills swarming all over their airspace and their territorial waters. So they're trying to escalate a provocation.
This crisis, I mean, the tenure in office of the Kim family, and these obviously not nice people, the United States needed this crisis. The neocons wanted to stoke up the North Korean crisis as a way of extorting obedience and loyalty from Japan and South Korea, who otherwise have very strong tendencies to go off on their own and look to themselves, and essentially to keep the entire Northeast Asia area in a state of crisis. The neocons have helped to manufacture this by constantly insulting all of this idiotic rhetoric about the axis of evil and the pygmy, the dwarf that Bush hates, and all the rest of this stuff. The important thing to see is that North Korea is a very special kind of problem. It is a place that it's undergoing economic collapse, you might say, from within. The first thing you have to do is have direct negotiations, and if they want a non-aggression pact, give it to them. It costs you absolutely nothing. There's no intent. There should be no intent to attack this place. And therefore, if they say we want a non-aggression pact and we want status,
Webster,
that's wonderful.
We know there's 747s with chemical lasers as part of those drills. Does it look like to you, because some of their missile tests were successful a few years ago, does it look like to you there's a clear indication that chemical lasers may have been used by these 747s that shit off 300 miles away? I mean, the way these missiles were blowing up before they left the atmosphere?
Well, I don't know about that. I think that might work with these old Scuds, but I think anything beyond that, the U.S. system is simply not capable of bringing it down.
Not on reentry. They have a lot of trouble doing it. We're caught cheating with radio beacons, but when they're hot lifting and boosting, they're slow.
I think, well, that is certainly a possibility, but I think the main thing that people have to hold on to is the 230 violations of airspace during June, which would be enough to goad almost any country into doing something. And in this case, because we have this mentally unstable Kim Jong-il, this is what they do. Notice, however, that the attempt by Bolton and Rice and Cheney at the United Nations to get economic warfare in the form of sanctions and then actual warfare in the form of...
They've been openly writing editorials saying, go ahead and attack.
I've never heard so much Hitlerian rhetoric coming from the neocons as right now, and we even got it from William Perry, who had been defense secretary under Clinton and Ashton Carter, who's now on the radio all the time demanding immediate war. That is, of course, a path to World War III. But it's interesting that Russia has said no, China has said no, and the Bush people, and Bolton especially, have hit a brick wall.
In fact, New York Daily News yesterday ran the headline that World War III has started.
Well, that's neocon, classical neocon rhetoric, and I think we have to make sure that this not happen. It is important for people to realize, though, we've had more nuclear rocket rattling in the last 10 days than we've had since, I would say, the early 1980s. It's easily a quarter of a century in the past that we had anything like this.
It's Cuban Missile Crisis level.
Well, the rhetoric is. I think the reality is far short of that, but since you have these neocon madmen running around, they shoot their mouths off a lot, and I think ultimately what's driving them is that nothing to do with North Korea.
Why do you think Time Magazine has come out now saying the Bush Doctrine is over?
Well, because I think there may be some forces in the ruling class who don't want to be dragged into the inferno on the tail of Bush's personal insanity. The thing that's energizing this is the dollar, the death agony of the U.S. dollar. Let's look for a second at Iran. We see something similar. There had been a big push, of course, in March and into April to get the nuclear attack on Iran. There also, we have the threatened vetoes of Russia and China. They won't get anywhere with that. As you found out, the Bilderberger Group was pretty much clear that the European side at Bilderberger wouldn't touch this.
There's been a four-year split, and now it has escalated to screaming matches.
So the Europeans say no to the war. Then the other thing is we have what Seymour Hersh writes about, the revolt of the generals. The people in the U.S. Army and the Marine Corps who were supposed to go into this new meat grinder massively said no. And as I tried to point out at the time, the people calling for the resignation of Rumsfeld were talking about Iraq, but what they really were talking about was Iran. In other words, the subtext was, don't you dare go into Iran, and that seems also to have been effective. So right now we have the neocons who had been hoping that either Iran or North Korea could get them into their third world war.
Yeah, they're looking for one of those to blow.
They are, and now, but you see, with all the normal means, they can't do it. So what does that mean? To me, it means they need the outside event even more. Remember, the Cheney Doctrine says the nuclear attack on Iran especially comes in the wake of a new 9/11. And knowing the Cheney faction, this is a new 9/11 that they're going to create. They're going to orchestrate it. They're going to make it happen.
Because they're in so much political trouble on so many fronts, their program is stalling in the mud up to the axles. They need some new catalyzing event to jumpstart it to a whole other level.
They need an outside event to beat down the opposition of the generals, beat down the opposition of the Europeans, intimidate Russia and China, and run roughshod.
Then why is Kim Jong-il playing into their hands? Because they've assessed him psychologically and are pushing his buttons.
Well, again, if you do the 230 airspace violations, you get him into a high state of frenzy, I suppose. And I'm sure they have other means of doing this, too. Now, let's look at a couple of other things, though, that are happening that also contribute to the desperation of the British and U.S. financiers. One is Ukraine, and this is in some ways the most important. Remember that Orange Revolution, the CIA people power coup in Kiev back in December of 2004? That regime has now collapsed just in this past week. This is this character Yushchenko, the guy with the skin problem, and Timoshenko, who is this blonde woman with her hair up in braids, who's one of the biggest thieves. Timoshenko had been the prime minister. She's now out. There's now going to be a new government under Yanukovych, who is the pro-Moscow guy. And this is right on the verge of the Group of Eight summit in St. Petersburg, where Cheney had pledged that he would rub Putin's face in the dirt before the St. Petersburg conference. And it looks now like the St. Petersburg conference is going to go on, and that the Ukraine has been wrenched away from the U.S. and the British. Now, this is important for us. Remember that the program of the Yushchenko-Timoshenko NATO quislings was that Ukraine should join NATO. Now, this is crazy. We don't want to have our soldiers dying for the sake of Ukraine. This is absolutely ridiculous. The same thing goes for Georgia. We've just had Shakashvili of Georgia, another NATO puppet. His program is that Georgia should join NATO. That would give you all these common borders with Russia. This is absolutely crazy. We don't want to be committed to the defense of Georgia, a small state run by provocateurs and gangsters on the other side of the world. This is absolutely crazy. The other thing, two other things. In Italy, all of the U.S. terrorist and agent networks are getting rolled up. This is absolutely fascinating. When they killed Calipari, the U.S. killed Calipari in Iraq deliberately, They started a process now.
For those who don't know, that's one of the Italian intelligence agents, and now we've got indictments and arrests of CIA operatives in Italy. They're moving against them in Spain. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is essentially the SISMI, S-I-S-M-I. That's the Italian military intelligence, and, of course, that's a sewer. And I think the number two man is a guy called Marco Mancini, who was a creature of Tenet at the CIA and of the U.S. in general. There are also arrest warrants out for 25 CIA agents, including the former station chief, for kidnapping people off the streets of Italy and taking them out through these extraordinary renditions.
Taking them out to Georgia for the torture.
At the time it might have been Poland or Romania or Morocco or Georgia or wherever it is, for these wonderful friends of democracy. So they've lost Ukraine. For the moment, anyway, they're losing Italy. Now, here's the other one, the big news this morning. Shamil Basayev. Shamil Basayev is the biggest butcher and killer of the Chechen rebels. And he is an official CIA agent. There's absolutely no doubt. He was announced killed this morning by the Russians. And it's a very, very interesting story.
So the Western New World Order is having a lot of setbacks. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Webster Griffin Tarpley to give you a different perspective on the geopolitical shaking that's going on right now. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at berkeywater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
John, Steve, Jack, Jake, David, your calls are coming up right when we start the next segment. Webster, I mean, let's get down to brass tacks. I believe government itself has always been inherently centralized, corrupt, very dangerous. History shows that. It's really prima facie evidence. It is a statement of fact, like the law of gravity on this planet. So we know Russia's corrupt and evil, does horrible things. We know China's corrupt and evil, does horrible things. We know that our government, the elites, the Western elite, has bought and paid for a lot of them. They're kind of, you know, a symbiotic relationship where their arteries are all tied into each other. They share organs. But we know there are splits and there are different elites that make up this larger panorama or pantheistic system of world government. But it seems talking to you that you're saying it's a good thing that the neocons are having failures in Europe, failures in Eastern Europe, failures in Asia, that their mole networks are being exposed. And certainly overall that is good, but China and Russia say they're starting their own New World Order, and so they're going for the very same goal.
No, I don't think the goal is the same. I think this is a mistake. What they have is something called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and this is a loose union. It's Russia, China, four of the five Central Asian republics, that is not including Turkmenistan, with India, Iran, and Pakistan as observers. Now, you can see from the nature of that, and if Venezuela joins, it'll be even clearer. That is simply a self-defense group among people who are threatened by the onslaught of the Anglo-American neocon fascist madmen. The one moral advantage that all of those guys have is they are trying to defend their country. The neocons are the aggressors. They're in the Hitler mode. They're attacking. They're trying to conquer the world.
Well, let me go back. China, and it's not propaganda. I've looked into it. I've researched it. They admit it. They do kill political dissidents. They do arrest Christians in Falun Gong. They do sell organs. And they're totally in bed with the neocons. Going back to the early 70s, they've made a backroom deal with them to peg their currency to ours, to buy our debt. And so, I mean, how does China play into this?
The thing that you see now is that whatever these deals were, you could say that for for the last couple of decades, right, the 1970s, 1980s, there was essentially a condominium, a two-power setup between the U.S. and the Soviets, but that's long gone. And now you have the neocons, and the difference with the neocons, the neocons, of course, represent the prevailing view in Wall Street and the prevailing view in the City of London, because that's all they are. They're loudmouth spokesmen for the financier faction. The situation of the dollar is now so extreme that the approach of the Wall Street people is to say, we cannot tolerate any independent government anywhere,
and so the
even
entire,
the ones that they've dealt with.
And so the entire old order that the New World Order had built due to mismanagement, miscalculations, is coming down around them, so they've got to escalate to a world war to go out and, I guess, as they did post-World War II, reassert global hegemony. But then I go back to the fact that these very same central bankers are the ones that have decided to devalue the dollar.
The dollar is coming down because of the law of physics. There is no force in the universe that could save the dollar when you have a $1 trillion...
So you're saying the chickens are coming home to roost, they got delusional decades ago for short term, and now it's falling apart.
The entire logic of the U.S.-British banking position is pure insanity. They have a $1 trillion budget deficit, a $1 trillion trade deficit, a $9 trillion public debt here in the United States. We have now destroyed, just in the last couple of months, we've destroyed about one-third of the entire auto industry. In other words, we are down to fewer industrial workers.
No, I understand. I understand it's a vulture predatory economy that feeds off of rotten carcasses, so they kill the economy to feed. I understand all of that. It's just that these Asian and Russian and U.S. elites are so intertwined.
With the neocons. You see, as long as you the pre-neocon era, everything, all of that was true. During the time of the first Gulf War, you could see that there was an attempt to set up a world dictatorship based on the five permanent members of the Security Council all acting together. But today, that is no longer the case.
No, I understand the neocons are trying to act alone. Paul Craig Roberts and others have said that. This always happens with a gang of thieves. The strongest pirate tries to take over and be the numero uno. But at the same time, the global Anglo-American establishment put the neocons in as their pit bull to carry out their operation. Are you saying they fumbled it?
They're insane. Of course they fumbled it. They would have been better off doing nothing. They would have prolonged their empire by doing absolutely nothing.
No, I agree.
To what they did do.
I agree. Stay there. We're going
to
come back, finish up talking about this, and take your calls, I promise, at 1-800-259-9231. Then we're scheduled to have Greg Palast popping in sometime in the next hour from Mexico City to cover that whole debacle down there. PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Webster Griffin Tarbell, before we go to calls, as simply as you can, give us a sketch of this. In your researched opinion, what do you see happening the next 6 months, the next year and a half, the next 2 years? I want to hear predictions from you. I want to hear where you think this is going from the current breaks we're seeing globally. Well, what's going to develop out of this? What do you think the neocon response is going to be?
We have the estimate from C. Fred Bergston, who was in the Treasury under Carter, that the dollar has got to be immediately devalued by about 30%. That's one open point of view. Behind the scenes, we seem to have James Baker III, right, Bush's, the controller of Bush the Elder, his idea man, saying that what we need is a gradual slide of the dollar, a gradual devaluation. The problem with the gradual devaluation is that once it starts, it may be impossible to stop it. That's the old nightmare of Paul Adolf Volcker when he was the head of the Federal Reserve. So that guarantees that the ruling class of this country and of Britain stay crazy, off the deep end. So therefore, they're going to need the outside event. They're going to need synthetic terrorism. This is the thing that's posed by the...
Now, by staying crazy, you mean this current elite has gotten away with using violence and stage crises so many times that they don't see that doing that now could totally get out of control.
You look at what William Crystal says in the Weekly Standard. He says, look, we're defeated on Iran, we're defeated on North Korea, we're defeated in Iraq, we're going to be defeated in Afghanistan. I would add they're defeated in Ukraine, Italy, Chechnya. So their answer to all of that is it's time for the outside event. It's time for the new 9/11 or the new Gulf of Tonkin. And that's where the 9/11 truth issue comes in, because there's no issue that has enough explosive power to stop this stuff other than 9/11. That's the only thing that does it. It's really the only issue now. It's the only way to stop all of this stuff. We're very lucky that we've gotten through this European soccer tournament, right? That's now thankfully over, because that was one of the great opportunities. But I would say we're now in a period of acute aggravated danger, once again, of synthetic terrorism between now and the end of the year. And I hope this can be stopped. You can see also, Alex, as you've been pointing out on your website, that the this whole mechanism with the patsies is breaking down. When you look at London and Toronto and the Miami Haitians, and now we've got...
They're now being exposed as provocateur staged events within days.
Yeah, you can now look at Keith Olbermann on MSNBC and any number of others, and a lot of people are beginning to scratch their heads and say, where do these psychotics come from? Where do we get these basket cases, mentally retarded individuals, obviously impaired people, and they're supposed to be so scary and so blood-curdling. The thing is wearing thin. And this is the big question. If you could educate the U.S. population to the point where they think Cheney and Cheney's office, if something goes off, rather than the cave in Afghanistan or Hezbollah or Iran, that would be the end of terrorism. And
well, that's what I've always said, is that we've got to expose 9/11 because it's the foundational event. And people begin to understand that when there's a terror attack, giving up your rights and your freedoms doesn't keep you safe, and you've got to look at those that are always there saying, hey, let me use this terror attack to take all your freedoms and start a new war. If we're able to do that, that really will neutralize the race in the whole. But this is my final comment, and then we will go to calls, Webster Griffin Tarpley, and that's this. Are all of these provocateured fake terror bust because the elite is afraid to carry out another terror attack because they'll think they'll get caught, so it's the next best thing to reassure us of how wonderful their police state is? Or are these preludes to a larger attack so they can say, look, we stopped five of the attacks, but we can't stop them all?
It's that one. We have to assume that it's a build-up to something, because they need it so badly. They're so defeated in so many places. They're going to have a flight forward, and they're going to say, the only way out of this is a new act of synthetic terrorism. Also notice that the Bin Laden stable of doubles and patsies and the Zawahiri stable of doubles and patsies are now running 24 hours a day. We're getting tapes. We're getting messages. We're getting threats from all of these characters. We have to look ahead now. You can basically have to follow the drills. We've got a big drill right near here in Maryland, Harford County, northern Maryland. We've got a weapons of mass destruction drill starting on July 12th. We got a huge pandemic drill in Michigan from the 17th to the 28th of July. We've got drills in South Carolina, in Red Wing, Minnesota.
And for those that don't know, the drills are used as a smokescreen for the real compartmentalized black world operatives to carry out their attacks. It's used as a smokescreen and plausible deniability if other elements of the government bust them in action.
There's a place you can look at this. It's called False Flag News on the Internet. It's a kind of a clearinghouse site. If you want to see if a WMD drill is coming near you, you can find that out. If there is one, identify it, denounce it, expose it, shut it down. Not in my backyard. We don't want it.
Well, and they also serve a dual use, is that they create the perception of real terrorism to also heighten the fear. I put them in the same category as these fake terror busts. It allows, you know, the locals to come under federal control, all of this fear-mongering. Let's take some calls.
Right.
John in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, Hart, not to be misunderstood or misrepresented on the short call, but I thank God for Webster Tarpley, because I totally support what you're doing, exposing the brutality and especially the lies behind 9/11, the brutality and the lies behind the warmongering against Iraq and Iran. But please do not join these mad neocons' plans to use this confrontation against North Korea and China as their way out of their madness, which will, as Webster pointed out, lead us into a greater catastrophe. I don't support the governments there, but I don't know exactly what's going on there. But I do listen to people that you supported, like Andres von Bülow, who has pointed out that within China, the CIA has been operating subversion of sending in subversive groups and financing as the hostile part of their policy of engagement over there. And the provocations that Webster talked about in North Korea, the massive air violations, as well as cutting off the talks last September when North Korea said that they would get rid of their nuclear programs in exchange for this non-aggression pact. And then that was completely rejected by the United States. I believe, you know, we've got to stop this idea that if something's got a real or imagined communist label on it, we're going to believe the worst possible intentions of that country, whereas we, as you properly do, have the kind of skepticism that you show towards the disinformation and propaganda that lied us into this war.
Okay, John, thank you for the call. Comments, Webster?
I certainly think the cheapest way out of this, if they want a non-aggression pact, then for God's sake, give it to them. Cost you nothing. The United States can act from a position of strength and simply say, we have no intent of rolling over this small country.
Well, cut it however you want. North Korea is a problem. That doesn't defend the neocons. They help set them up in business and help create a climate that's really made things get a lot worse. But my whole point is, why are we in Iraq when North Korea is clearly a much greater threat? I'm not even saying attack North Korea. My point is that it truly shows what a fraud the neocon public strategy is to point out that North Korea is a much greater threat. Webster?
Well, when you have Bush running around with the axis of evil rhetoric, and the neocons, of course, are issuing, you know, nuclear ultimatums and threats of nuclear war with Bolton and the rest of them, the rest of the world responds to that. People want to defend themselves. A lot of countries are not going to lie down for that. And the answer, therefore, is get the neocons out of public life, and the world will begin to calm down.
And then Hillary will save us. I'm being sarcastic. You talked about it. The Democrats are controlled by the very same people, and in some cases...
Yeah, but these are also neocons. Hillary and Lieberman are both neocons themselves.
No, I know, but that's what Democrats can't understand. Just like conservatives can't understand, the same Anglo-American establishment, as Carol Quigley said at Georgetown, controls both political wings.
Absolutely. If we get a Democratic takeover of one or the other House of Congress, I'm afraid with the Democratic Party the way it is now, you're going to see them try to continue the war in Iraq, expand it into Iran and other places.
And I would add, it'll be a retread. It'll be a retread. Oh, we got a new party in, and it'll just be more of the exact same agenda, and it'll take 2 years to wake the liberals up to that.
And remember that the Democrats are more devoted to the 9/11 myth than the Republicans. So this, obviously, we have to educate people beyond these two bankrupt parties.
Exactly, which is really one party. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are you calling us from?
Colorado. Hi there, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, the one party that, or the one group that the two parties really belong to is the CFR, basically, as I know you guys know.
Which was openly set up by the British Royal Institute of International Affairs. Listen, folks, the CFR writes the legislation. The Congress and the President execute it.
Absolutely.
There is no debating that the CFR is the British government in America. Webster?
Correct. The invisible government ultimately goes back in its present form to when Grover Cleveland capitulated to J.P. Morgan and Company back in 1895, when the British had organized a big run on the U.S. gold stocks. And the price of stopping that run and preventing U.S. National bankruptcy was that Cleveland had to grovel to J.P. Morgan. That's the moment where it's clear that a private bank with British backing is far more powerful than the government of the United States.
And then 20-something years later, we get the Federal Reserve.
Reserve institutionalizes that. We get the blowing up of the Maine to start the empire with the Spanish-American War, and we get the assassination of McKinley, who was not enthusiastic about this, and then we get the certified madman Theodore Roosevelt coming in, and then, of course, the Federal Reserve, and that's your invisible government. So it goes back to these things, and then, as you say, the RIIA, Chatham House, adds on the CFR as a kind of organ of the Versailles Treaty right after World War One.
Okay, anything else, caller?
Yeah, I just want to say, Alex, I don't know how you do it from day to day. This stuff is such spiritual darkness. It is just weighs so heavy on you that it's amazing to me that you're able to do that day by day. But you know, another thing that's amazing to me is that people look back, and I guess of course it's the old hindsight is always 20/20, but they look back and say how bad Hitler was and everything, and how come the German people didn't recognize this and rise up and everything, and you know, on and on and on. But the same thing's happening in this country, and people are just taking it. So it's amazing the the irony there that, boy, they can see Hitler, you know, and they always ask, how come the German people didn't do anything about it? Yet the same exact thing's happening in this country right now.
Well, the German people were good, hardworking, moral people, but they were twisted and seduced, and it's the same thing. They judged Hitler according to their own moral compass. They thought, well, we're good people. The Fuhrer must be good. Webster, you want to talk to that?
I can only say that this kind of thought has occurred to me quite frequently over the last several months. When you look at the fact that you've got people making absolutely Hitlerian statements. In other words, William Perry says, let's immediately attack North Korea.
Bush says domestically he's above the law.
That's absolutely right, and that they have the right to tap your phone and to invade your home and, you know, search your house when you're not there. All of this stuff is this is either Hitler or ultra Hitlerian.
All right, thank you for the call, Steve. We'll go to Jack, Jake, David, and others in a minute. I wanted to bring this up, Webster. I'm not telling listeners to call C-SPAN, but they basically, I've talked to C-SPAN almost every day, and they think we are. They're getting a lot of calls. Wait until they don't air the panel discussion, then they really will get the phone calls. They keep saying it's going to air, and I actually looked this up. They have videotaped some panel discussions. In some cases, it's taken a full month to air something because they say they have all the congressional and all the Mexican elections and all the stuff they're covering. They still say they're going to air it, but I can't talk to any high-level or mid-level people. It's all just the folks that answer the phone. I find it interesting, though, 2 weeks and a day, and they said it would air within 2 weeks at first. We have not seen the C-SPAN panel discussion that was so hardcore, no one held anything back, and I've watched the video of it. We posted the video we shot of it at prisonplanet.tv. Why do you think we haven't seen that from C-SPAN yet? Do you have any ideas on how we should try to politely get them to air it?
Well, I'm afraid that the dominant personality there is somebody called Brian Lamb, and he seems to regard himself as a kind of dictator of public opinion, or maybe better, social engineer of what people are allowed to think. He seems to think that he draws the line between what is respectable dissent and what is not respectable or scurrilous dissent or something like this. I guess the only thing to do is to indeed call C-SPAN, make clear that there is a very large popular demand for this, but do it in a polite way. You don't need to abuse them or otherwise insult them, because that gives them a pretext not to put it on.
Exactly. At this point, I don't know about just calling their general number, but every morning when they do the Washington Journal, everyone, you should be waiting to call in on every line and say, where is the 9/11 neocon agenda symposium? We want to see it.
Alex, let me just say that you have done a tremendous public service with that conference. That is a pilot project. It's a case study of how politics should work. You have people from across a broad political spectrum. You have leftists, progressives, libertarians, conservatives, people of the right wing, all together, all on these simple plans of, we don't want a world war, we don't want a dictatorship, we don't want a totalitarian police state. And I think that tends to completely destroy the wedge issue strategy, the divisions, the artificial divisions of left and right that have been cultivated by people like Lee Atwater and now Rove, but also Tony Coelho on the other side, and Hillary and Carville and the rest of them. It essentially knocks all of that into a cocked hat, and I think there's a very, very significant issue involved in putting that panel discussion on there. But whether it goes on or not, and we're all going to fight to make sure it does, you deserve a lot of credit for essentially bringing that together and making it
well
possible.
The Washington Post did cover it, Reuters covered it, hundreds of foreign newspapers and hundreds of domestic papers did pick up the Reuters article. Why do you think Reuters, which we know is totally run by the City of London, why do you think they ran it?
Well, you know, that's British intelligence, and they want people they need people to know certain things. I would say it indicates that there's a faction in the City of London that says the neocon fascist madmen have gone far enough. It's probably better not to have World War III by way of Iran, and not to have World War III by way of North Korea, and not to have World War III through a direct strike against Russia and China, which seems to be what Zbigniew Brzezinski wants, right? Brzezinski's plan was to go from Ukraine to Belarus to Moscow just like Napoleon, and of course, we know how that ended. So probably the British, there's probably some cooler heads on the British side who say, let's not have this. Let's put a shot across Bush's bows by reminding him how blackmailable his entire regime is, because the September criminals, of course, run Bush, and he is one of the leading September criminals.
For those that don't know, Reuters makes the AP look like a backwater small-town paper, and it really is British intelligence. Not the writers, because I've talked to Reuters writers. All the time, stuff gets spiked, and it's spiked from London.
It's the largest news agency in the world, and I suppose it's also the oldest. And it's extremely influential. And one of the spin-offs of that was an article in Le Monde Diplomatique, the French paper, but this time in the Norwegian edition, which also seemed to reflect the interest coming from this. So it's been a big...
And the headline was 9/11 inside job. Have you read the new Vanity Fair?
No, cover, I don't have that one yet.
Cover story on Loose Change 2, and it's positive, Webster.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
What does that mean when Vanity Fair is being nice to us?
Well, then somebody in this country also says we don't want the war with Iran. We don't want the war with Iraq, with North
there.
Korea.
Got a break. More calls coming up.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm going to hold Webster Tarpley over with us a little bit in the next hour. Greg Palast is en route to his hotel. He'll be joining us by the middle of the next hour with a report from Mexico City. Dealing with a third world country is never fun. Trying to speak Spanish to people at the hotel right now. We got a lot of other people on hold that we want to talk to. Continue with calls with Webster Tarpley. Before I go back to Webster, we have his latest edition of his book here. It is 9/11 synthetic terror made in the USA. I really think the preeminent work, if you want a wide spectrum analysis, not just one little area of 9/11, but a wide spectrum, he covers it all, and his analysis is the closest I've seen out there to my own. And then this is from deep research. So I hope you'll get a copy of 9/11 Synthetic Terror, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. You get a great book, and you support Webster Tarpley and what I'm doing here at Infowars and my entire team. So please, if you read out there, if you enjoy good books that are full of documentation, data, documents, photos, graphs, diagrams, this is the book for you. It is a thick book. Read it in sections. But in a few weeks, you can be an expert on 9/11 if you're not already one. So 9/11 Synthetic Terror, available at Infowars.com. Also, my new film, Terror Storm, is out. It is my greatest film, the best film I've ever made. I'm very proud of it. We have limited copies of the emergency edition we're putting out without the extras. I'm behind on getting the official film out with the extras. That is still now about a month out. So go ahead and get these copies while they last of Terror Storm at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We're going to go to Jack and Jake and David, many others that are holding, but Webster, I didn't set this up with you beforehand. I think you were in the audience when we aired Terror Storm. So have you seen Terror Storm?
Yes, I think I've seen most of it by now. I was called out for a couple of minutes during that. But
what did you think of the film?
It's a tremendous contribution. The thing I want to stress about that conference is your attack on Malthus, the Malthusianism of leftists, which you stressed in your speech in Chicago and also then in Los Angeles. I believe profoundly that the perspective has to be to bring together the elements that have been chopped up into pieces and sundered by the wedge issues and the crazy ideology. This past political cycle from 1970 or so until now, which is now ending, depends on the predominance of the wedge issues, right? Making rightists into rightists and leftists into leftists. If we're going to have a common platform, however, the leftists are going to have to give up something, and that is this Malthusianism, the notion of zero growth, the notion that the world is overpopulated.
And for those that don't know, that's really neo-feudalism packaged by Lord Malthus. And for those that don't know, that's their excuse for all the evil they do.
And this is exactly what the leftists have to hear. The Kissinger NSM 200 memo back in the 1970s, I think I put that in just about every book I've ever put out, some way or other. That was then, it was institutionalized under Carter in the form of Global 2000 and Global Futures, so that at that point the official policy of the U.S. government became genocide, the pretext being we want to prevent the populations from the third world using resources that really belong to us, so to speak. Because of the many defeats that the leftists have suffered since the Kennedy assassination, above all since the Robert Kennedy assassination.
Well, I mean, let's boil it down. They're a bunch of elitist stooges. I mean, here's an example. The environmental movement. We have real environmental problems. The real environmental movement has been totally taken control of by the big oil companies. They just push for land-grabbing policies, and then the banks come in locally and steal people's land. It has nothing to do with the environment. But you can't explain that to them because they're a bunch of the Pionkian, Malthusian, you cannot... They love death, Webster.
And look, we have Al Gore. Let's suppose you're an honest Democrat and you're fleeing from Hillary Clinton, because you can see that with Clinton, Hillary Clinton and Lieberman, you're going to have endless war and neocon rule. So now you're fleeing, and now they've got you. They've got Al Gore with his new movie ready to catch you in a Malthusian apocalypse as a radical alternative.
Stay there. Let's talk about that when we get back and take more calls.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.